We should have listened to the Apocalypse. Why didn't we? It's what we'll surely yell. We should have listened to the Apocalypse and given our money to Radio Free Brooklyn as well.
Cowards.
We warned you about Rudy Giuliani. We warned you against opening portals into hell. We warned you about necrophilia. We warned you about the consequences. We warned you about the smell. Tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. with Patty, Sarah Steele, and Violet M. Every Friday at 2 p.m. Rocking. All we have left is the Apocalypse. Now it's much funnier than other shows. None of you took it seriously. You didn't. But we're gonna be here, cause it's gonna come to blows. We beat predictions of Nate Silver. We beat predictions on NBC and Nightly News. You didn't believe our model of pain and hell energy. You didn't take it seriously. Now we're all going to hell. Tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. with Patty, Sarah, Steele, and Violet M. And Dad, Friday at 2 p.m. So remember that we warned you that this election was a portal to hell. And we'll have plenty more stories to tell, but all we'll have left, the Apocalypse. Tune in every Friday at 2 p.m.
with Patty, Sarah Steele, and Violet M.
It was now.
Every Friday at 2 p.m.
From the top.
wait. I would kill for the Apocalypse. For shining truth, I would surely die. I would kill for the Apocalypse. For shining truth, I would surely die. Tune in
every Friday at 2 p.m. with Patty, Sarah Steele, and Violet M.
Every Friday at 2 p.m. Radio Free, look and see.
From the top.
Tune in every Friday at 2 p.m.
with Patty, Sarah Steele, and Violet M. Every Friday at 2 p.m.
Wait, there's the last one. We're reenacting the assassination of Lincoln. We're reenacting the assassination of JFK. We won't be reenacting that of Mayor Harvey Milk. He was a really cool guy, but he was assassinated for being gay. That's not cool.
So tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. with Patty, Sarah Steele, and Violet M.
Midwest Sound.
Every Friday at 2 p.m.
Oh, oh, oh. Tune in every Friday.
Let's do it again one more time.
God damn, no.
Yes.
Let's get ready.
That was good. No. Done. No. Beep, 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 beep. News break. Okay. That will transition in. All right, next.
It's the Apocalypse. It's over. It's gonna be way worse than you thought it was gonna be. It's gonna hurt a whole lot. Reporting for the news. It's me, the news.
Hello, and welcome to the Apocalypse. Hey!
The rage in a cage.
I know all you guys feel terrible. I know all you guys are really upset, but I feel fucking
crying.
Great. Because I was
tissues.
Right. I warned all of you. That little song was a little window into how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And while I feel contempt for our listeners,
I mean, I can't stand them. The cowards. The
they are cowards. Yeah. But we still love them.
Yeah, what did you do?
All chosen to commit suicide is...
Yeah. No, no.
We don't... Yeah, don't kill yourselves
don't
yet.
Kill yourselves. Yeah. It's not over. You need to be present to fight the fucking zombies. Otherwise, they inherit the earth. And that's just not fucking right. No.
That would be much better.
The robo aliens that are coming soon? No, no. We have to reclaim the earth.
Yeah, they're coming to New York.
I mean, think of it.
Do not kill yourself. You are needed as a soldier for the earth. Just like silent.
Oh, God. Darkness. Yeah, it's just so terrible.
It's true.
Well, today we're going to be talking about the election a little bit, but we're also going to be talking about what happened yesterday. There was some news yesterday that was like some bad news.
What's that? I haven't heard the news.
The mayor of New Jersey got hurt.
Hurt? Yeah. How?
The mayor of New Jersey?
Yeah.
Got hurt. Was it the Jersey Devil? Did the Jersey Devil come and pick him up and
I'm
drop
sure
him onto
the
earth?
I'm sure the Jersey Devil was there.
Mm.
I'm sure the Devil's from
wait
Jersey.
Wait till you hear how horrible this story was.
You mean the governor of New Jersey?
The governor of New Jersey.
I'm going to sing some of my favorite Jersey music, which
and
is Cookie.
On top of that, there was actually...
Cookie and what's his name? She's like...
There was actually some audio that was recorded earlier of it, of the incident. So Chris Christie just... They found out that he was involved in the whole bridge gate thing.
Of course he was.
Yeah, so they stripped him nude.
No.
And they tied his hands together.
Yes.
And then they hooked the loop.
They bound his hands with his sausage fingers.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, quivering. Why? He was like, why did I humiliate myself? If I was going to be tortured to death on the George Washington Bridge, why did I prostrate myself in front of Donald Trump only to be cast aside? Why? And they were just dragging him, and he kept falling over. And every time they'd fall over, they'd just kick him right in the balls.
The gravel and his mold would scrape against the harsh pavement.
Oh, the harsh pavement. Oh, God. And then as he went by, they started lashing him with those hook things that they use in The Passion of the Christ, you know?
It's just like
hooks on the end of a whip, and they're like, whoosh, and it just stuck into his flesh. And he was like, oh, God. Why? As they dragged him out. And then he ran into his son-in-law. And his son-in-law said, Jared Kushner.
Fuck you, Christie. You tried to pull me away just because I was going after my brother-in-law. My sister's wife, do you believe it? He was trying to witness against me for tax evasion and
campaign
finance. So, I mean, I did what any self-respecting New Jersey man would do. I set up a hookah for him in Bridgewater and lured a hookah and lured my brother-in-law in there. And I set up a hidden camera to take a picture of the whole thing just because, you know, I got to have some shit against
him. Knowing that information makes the pain hurt so much worse.
And all I did was mail it to my sister. I just mailed it to my sister saying, like, look, your man is cheating on you. But she turned back against me because she's a black adder. And then Christy came after me. My brother came after me. And my God, I gotta get back. And today, the glory is sweet. The revenge runs red through my mouth.
Oh, I wish that she wasn't so vengeful, that he wasn't so vengeful against me. Then maybe the pain would hurt less. Oh no, it's the ghost of the woman that died in the ambulance because of my shenanigans.
I was just driving my baby to school. I was just trying to get to that Jersey Shore, get him a good education. And I was dropped in the beast of New York. The belly of that bitch.
Oh, I should have dropped him to the beast.
No, no.
Why?
I tried to get away, and I was like, Christy!
Damn you, Christy.
Damn you.
We gotta be quiet.
There's reports that apologists and supporters of Christy are gathering around the site of his crucifixion. They're throwing deli meats and fine fatty cheeses at his feet. Try to sustain him during this period.
And then he's just reaching to them, trying to bend over and crack them, and they're just lashing him further. He's
trying to cram capicola into his mouth.
Oh, God.
Yo, what up, it? Give the guy some capicola.
Give him some pastrami.
This fucking guy. What, like you never closed the bridge or nothing? Whoa, hey, it's this fucking guy.
Hey, give him a hero.
Oh, God. Oh, wait. Well, the next music that's coming on is perfect for the next scene, because this says they're dragging him out on the bridge. And then, like, he can, like, smell the hell goblins gathering around him. And then just, like, people from Fort Lee, like, the worst, worst kind of people.
From the incestuous cesspool of New Jersey politics.
They're just
take note.
Poking
take
him with their
involved.
Rods.
Take note. What's your cousin Puffers in Fort Lee?
The people just want a party, man. Why do they have such a corrupt government?
So then...
Everything's loose. The seed has been spilled. The seed has been spilled.
So then they just dragged him along the... along the asphalt on top of the George Washington Bridge. And then they just got one of those like little nail gun things. This was this morning, by the way.
It was a big nail gun.
Yeah, a big nail gun. And it was a rivet gun. That's what it was, a rivet.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
It was like, ching, what? Ching. And they just nailed one rivet through
Jersey
each of his arms.
Savages.
Two rivets, actually. Two rivets.
Like
finally.
State.
Because this is a little known fact.
Justice is served.
You can crucify a person on the wall.
They're like flank state.
You don't need a cross to do it.
We're looking at the crucifixion of Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Report, right? We have our reporter on the scene. We're on the scene.
It's not pretty. Then again, it never was.
Oh, God, why? Why are they nailing me up here?
It looks like he's really suffering up there. And you would think...
Two rivets in each arm.
I've got the heart of a human. And
the people love me.
I have to say, I'm looking upon a scene of great horror and pain, but I feel almost nothing.
As they lift him up, his shadow, his body casts a shadow across the south side of Manhattan.
Oh, look at the shadow from me being crucified across the south side of Manhattan. I should have thought before I confronted the Apocalypse. Oh, they told me that Donald Trump would betray me and then allow my enemies to crucify me on the George Washington Bridge. I should have listened to the Apocalypse. Oh, God. Oh, why? It's so horrible.
I mean, in retrospect, his crucifiers gave him such a platform. He's like,
I busted Albanian gangsters with guns, and I like to pretend that I busted a major terrorism ring. Well, will that forgive me? And the crowd is like, no. Rip off his scrotum.
And then they just ripped in, and they just started reaching into his chest
and then stealing organs. Yeah. Stealing the juiciest parts of Chris Christie, the parts that are still healthy.
You had children dipping their handkerchiefs in viscera to preserve it in their clothes.
Oh my God, so much viscera. It was horrible.
And as a crescendo to this entire procession, Donald Trump himself appeared. And like a Roman centurion piercing Christ through the stomach, he reached forward and grabbed Chris Christie by the asshole and said... And what did he say? He said...
Wrong.
He said wrong.
Biggie.
He passed him into the portal.
Wrong. Like a little donut. Like a little donut spewing poison.
Yeah,
it was
justice, sir.
Yeah, it was pretty good
local
news day. It was
a fucking glorious day.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's, you know what, people talk about, like, what's, the courts are fucked up, you know, there's no justice. But if a man the size of Chris Christie, if science has come so far that we can crucify a man of his size.
The torque, think about the torque of that's necessary.
I was against it. I was against crucifying him. I don't even like him, but they were like,
I was opposed to the death penalty.
When they sent the thing in the mail... For like the ballot that
referendum.
They're like, should we crucify Chris Christie nude on the George Washington Bridge? I was like, no. I was like, that's crazy.
It'll never happen.
But I mean, what were the other options? I mean, like, there's only so many ways to execute a man of his size.
Yeah, you have to like take him out of the Atlantic.
It was. One of them was just hole. Was just put him in a hole and
right.
That
would have been the Jersey way. But
you know,
yeah.
What was the other one? Just berate him.
Just to berate him. Well, but they agreed on a berate and crucify program.
Yeah, they were actually thinking about using
him. This is compromise.
They were actually thinking about taking his corpse and building it into the wall across Mexico.
Well, no, they're doing that once it expires.
They're gonna use his bones.
They're just not executing him that way. But I was against it when they sent out the whole mailer like, do we want to kill the governor? I was like, no. I was like, that's crazy. Like that's you know the mercy of our society is what judges us to everyone else, and we can't just go around.
What punishment did you choose in your referendum? If not exile.
Lonely Island exile.
Honestly,
but just with like loud music playing.
Yeah, but what if like Seattle, New Jersey? What if it just sent him to like Seattle?
No, we would have sent him to Las Vegas to be an Elvis impersonator, obviously.
Yeah.
He'd be a terrible Elvis impersonator.
The idea of killing him is ridiculous because putting him in the chair would be like trying to microwave a brisket. It would just take forever.
It would take days.
It would never work.
He's going to pay that power bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was just, then it ended this way. You know, we tried to have some justice and we were just hoping that.
And now he's just no one.
Wanted him to admit that he was wrong, but he ended up crucified, and nothing changed.
And no one thought about like if you use rivets to crucify a fat man against the bridge, how do you get him down? So now he's just there.
Yeah. His viscera just dangling.
And he's nude too. I don't know who voted for you know.
Yeah.
Like
why did we have to crucify him nude? That was
like
really disturbing us.
It's like when you vote in local elections. It's like electing like a comptroller. There was the nude option, and we took it.
Yeah.
But now
we said okay.
I mean, the problem is, you know, kids crossing the George Washington Bridge. Not only do they see this man bolted to it, but
I don't know what kind of example it sets for the youth.
He's completely nude.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And what a horrible penis he had.
But that's the way to see how it was eaten by the portal to hell. Yeah. There is
actually, it was
left.
Eaten by rats.
Let true, this true, be a true. Warning to you.
Yeah.
Do not follow the ways of the rat king.
Yeah, we on the Apocalypse, we
the
warn
way of
you.
Chris Christie.
Yeah. Do you want to end up crucified on a bridge?
No, it was terrible. It was just a terrible fate. And God forbid.
They should, you know, they should take that section Hallelujah. Of the bridge where Chris Christie is crucified.
Oh, the crucifixion section.
And just take it to different high schools and be like, look, you kids think it's cool. Open up portals into hell. Impress your friends.
You check out
and
this.
Those, and you know, you've seen those like big spikes off the side. So it's like beautiful.
Here's a man
it's like
impaled
big like hell wings.
That'll make
him.
You think about marijuana. You know, like,
what if Chris Christie made a break for it when they try to like arrest him and he just climbs up the Empire State Building like King Kong?
Oh, they did. And they speared him. They had like one
on
of their
the
archer.
Yeah,
Archer
that was just on. Yeah, yeah. It was on YouTube too.
It was such
a terrible scene. They just got to the story right after us, as usual.
It's horrible.
I know it's 2 p.m. on Friday, but...
And I mean, right before the Thanksgiving season.
Just happened
know,
to be.
You have to see this governor impaled on a bridge.
I know, like,
this
was supposed to be a
very tragic.
This was supposed to be a family vacation in Jersey, and just...
That's right. You know, all these families in New York are like, man, I've had enough. I'm going to take my family to South Jersey for Thanksgiving.
They could have at
and
least...
And they have to see this horrible
that's right.
man just...
Mm-hmm.
He's a part of the bridge now.
He's bringing down the tourism attractions and properties of the Pine Barrens.
There, like
he's slightly fossilized.
He's a turducken of salami, bologna, and ham.
So much meat in this woodman. Yeah.
He took a lot of meat.
He's like a calzone. Like if a human being was a calzone, that's what he is.
But the remains will be plucked by the Jersey Devil.
Mozzarella.
So we don't have to worry about cleanup. Once the message has been spread across New York.
It's true. Yay. And they're like, the crucifixion was great. Oh, we have some more audio coming in on the crucifixion of Chris Christie.
They're doing it in Latin.
Oh! Ride the rivets!
So many.
Oh, God, the rivets. Oh, Jesus. I didn't think that my people hated me this much. I was like, what's up? I'm Chris Christie. I'm your boy. I'm just like you. I'm a big guy. I'm from Jersey. I'm probably Italian. You know? Like, I'm Chris Christie. What the fuck? I'm not too fat to be president. I'm cool. I'm not corrupt. I'm Chris Christie. I'm your boy, man. We had a fucking hurricane, and I beat the shit out of that hurricane, and it was great.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, we have Vox Pops from his people watching.
Yeah.
Well, this guy wants to be president, but he's bolted to a bridge. Forget about it. Like, what? Want to go put this bridge in the White House?
No, please give me another chance.
This fucking guy. Get out of here. No way.
He can't.
No way, no how. They're going to put a bridge in the White House. Maybe before they bolted him to it. I was thinking about it. I was on the fence. But now that he's essentially a part of the George Washington Bridge, once not never.
No, please, you could move them to bridge.
Nah, bro, you're a bridge now. Nah, bro.
And then the crowd started jeering at him and just throwing
like,
objects
no.
and just throwing babies at him. And he was like, like trying to chew the babies' heads off, but they just would fall right off, and it was terrible. And then Rudy Giuliani came in, holding a child's hand.
Rudy
just a little
kid.
Child's hand in his hand. In each hand.
A child's hand dipped in blue cheese.
No, just bloody, bloody child's hand. Oh. And then he kneeled, prostrate.
And?
Tell me more.
What? And then he started driving rivets into Christie. But the rivets just wouldn't, they just like got halfway in and he just wouldn't die.
What a betrayal, right?
Right, oh, what a
betrayal. Janet Giuliani shows up with the pump fake.
Like, yeah, he was like caressing Christie's head the night before.
Yeah.
Feeling like it'll be fine.
He's like, I'll take care of you.
He shows up with Chris Christie's favorite snack, which is children's hands.
He's like, gimme more.
Chris Christie's like, yes.
He's a hoagie, right? Like, you know,
hey.
I got these from Wawa. Piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, thank you. These are delicious.
He's a waterlogged with, like, poison water from Long Beach Island. The murder.
Oh, God, but then he wouldn't die.
The water snake.
He started convulsing and vomiting blood
everywhere.
The
Venus flytrap.
Christie Whitman.
Slowly closing around his throat.
This is for Brainwood.
Oh, God, I'm Chris Christie.
fuck! Oh, I'm innocent, I swear!
You killed me! You killed me!
For Sussex County. Why did I say my thing? And honey
for New Gretna! For the Pines River!
I sold my soul because I was humiliated. Oh, why?
For Cape May! And now I'm to be for the lobster hunt!
Oh, and Newark and Trent.
Why?
Story. Wow, that's really excellent.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, guys.
Excellent, little Jake.
It was crazy. It was terrible, man. Yeah. Holy shit.
I mean, so that's Chris Christie's. That's his end.
You heard it here first. Stay woke, New York.
I've never, like, seen a man die before that, you know? And just like, what a way to die, Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
Like,
just die, just
like
a
what
dead...
a way to die, like Jesus Christ. Yeah, mm-hmm. actually.
That's but right. he just in the end though, just like a just
Jesus
a...
got off easy. No, seriously, but we can talk about that later.
And he died with style. Chrissy just died like a
Jesus died like a
big glistening blob, like a Honda in a Walmart parking
lot. And people miles away were like, when they finally set him on fire, you know, people were like,
Chrissy or Jesus?
Well, Jesus just was like. Like, it gave him more power. You know what I mean?
Jesus caused an earthquake.
Like, they're like, he's
actually, that was fracking.
Yeah, Jesus, a big
which
frack occurred.
Chris
Christie
fucking sold to the innocent curtains people ripped. Of New Jersey.
Yeah, he
I mean, are any of those
betraying our earth?
Innocent? No, they're not innocent.
Readers will know. Right, Pat Hurlsman is from New Jersey.
It's true. I'm born in New York. Thank you.
I have a little roots in New Jersey myself.
Oh, you do? Yeah, that's true. That's why.
That's right. I have summer roots.
Yeah.
I have farmhouse roots.
Oh, God, it was so terrible. Well, anyways,
oh
we're going to...
Oh, my Lord.
What assassination were we going to reenact
You drink
today?
Water, right?
Yeah, when I did drink water.
Oh, the guy... Some Israeli dude. I have never heard
of him. Oh, Anwar Sadat.
What? It's the... Well, it's an Egyptian dude.
Yeah, okay.
Egyptian yeah I was going to say what?
I have no idea who that is.
Like
a, oh, God.
Like a pharaoh?
Oh, God, here it goes.
I'm Anwar Sadat.
Salam alaikum.
You know, he made peace with Israel.
Y'all want to reject my reforms. I'm Anwar Sadat.
Oh, yeah, then they shot him.
His reforms were shitty.
Damn, you guys are really giving away the end of that story there. Thanks.
Everybody.
Yeah, viewers will know. We read books, Radio Free Brooklyn. We know who Anwar Sadat is.
We do.
Okay.
We do.
So this is set on denial. Right now, there's a trailer for the movie Arrival that's playing. That's pretty good.
Yeah, let me talk you through it, New York. It's Matt Damon just slicing his dick off. Super slow.
And just going, oh God, why did I do that?
Oh God.
It's a mad day.
It's, I mean, they're not even like cutting away. It's
guys,
like one shot for 2 minutes.
On the Nile. Oh. I am Anwar Sadat. Hey. I feel like I don't have a problem with the Muslim Brotherhood anymore now that my mentor Nasser has died. You guys are free. You can leave jail. And they're like, yay.
We're free.
They're like,
third president of Egypt.
It's cool. I got no problem, man. Peace out. Muslim Brotherhood guys, welcome out of jail. Have a good time. Do your thing. Spread your hate. And, fuck our enemies, man. Fuck the Israelis. I'm going to attack Israel.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I've had enough of these guys.
Yeah.
What, you know,
that's right.
Shops closed on Saturday. I've had enough.
Oh, terrible.
It's horrible. What animals?
Six months later.
Sort of like the
oh, we lost. Fuck.
He's
God
like,
damn
up,
it.
Up.
Oh, listen, Muslim Brotherhood guy. I know that we're tight now, but like now I kind of am going to make peace with Israel.
Nah, son. I ain't trying to go out like that. Real talk.
I'm sorry, dude. It's just how it's gonna be.
He's gonna like, oh, word?
So then, a couple weeks later, at a procession, when he was inspecting the troops, some fanatical Muslim Brotherhood officers burst out and started shooting at him, and they were like, bang, 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 bang!
Wait, like the president?
They shot at Sadat.
I'm tired of you, Sadat. You've been fucking up for too long.
Bang, bang, bang!
You had this coming, you piece of shit. I don't even feel bad about any part of this. I feel so good. About how you're getting shot right now, man.
Oh, why am I being shot for the Muslim Brotherhood? I thought you guys were my homies. What the fuck? Oh!
Fuck what you heard, Anwar Sadat. I'm not about that life anymore. Fuck Israel. Fuck your life. Islam is the answer.
Oh, I was betrayed. Why did I support Islamic fundamentalists who eventually came back to kill me? What lessons from history could I possibly have drawn on here? Oh!
Well, not quite, because
Oh, that's true, yeah.
History lesson, New York. The Muslim Brotherhood is mostly college graduates who promised jobs under the communist government, semi-communist government of Egypt, and then never got it.
Fuckers.
And it was a student movement.
They're also...
Oh, that's deep. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I remember them being goddamn scum.
They're pretty scummy, but yeah. They're like...
They didn't start out as scum. But they... But
that's too bad.
Oh,
I'm
making the play bad. Fuck you, Anwar Sadai. you piece of shit.
Oh, you shot me. Now I'm dead.
I like that he's quoted as saying, "Peace is more precious than a piece of land. Let there be no more wars." Like, that's his fucking quote.
Yeah, he's like, "Peace is more precious than fuck that.
Fuck a piece of land.
I want some of that land and a piece of land."
Yeah, Russia can give you arms, but only the United States can give you a solution.
Yo, that's the so USA true. Is some Dark. Fuck boys. I had enough. Fuck you, Anwar Sadat.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Fuck you.
Oh, wait, I'm alive now again?
Confusing.
You're still alive, but I'm like in the past.
You're like slowly dying. There's still some bullets. I'm riddled with bullets.
I don't have to be either east or west. I can play the field.
I'm on
Anwar Sadat.
What? You think you're just gonna build some new pyramids, you piece of shit?
Maybe I will. Fuck you.
You know what? We're done, and the fucking... We've got enough of you, Anwar Sadat. We don't like your style. We don't like the way you carry yourself.
Oh.
We don't like your taste in music, piece of shit. Like,
the insults about how I carry myself, that was fine. Yeah. But the insults about the music, I will not stand this. Egypt is going to seek help from Russia now.
This is like actual audio from like the footage of him getting shot down. Yes. The soldier stopped to reload. Was like,
and then later, we're cutting back several years later to the assassination. Yeah, sorry.
It's like, what are you listening to? Fleetwood Mac? Like,
he's just like,
so now let him.
Where's Stevie Nicks now? And then he just, and Anwar Sadat says,
"Oh God, why? I shouldn't have spent so much time listening to Stevie Nicks. I really fucking hate her for some reason. Oh, why?
Too late. Open a book, New York. This happened."
Yeah. And history was changed forever. That was kind of a shitty assassination. I don't know. It's all too predictable.
I just thought everybody got droned over there. Sorry.
Not in Egypt. They don't
is
need
it?
To.
Is this all the booze we have?
Guys.
What? This is a sober household. It's a Puritan
apple juice cast.
American show.
Guys, whoever wants to play music can play music now.
Let's play some music. Yeah.
We've done the intro, we've done the assassination.
I'm feeling like maybe a little bit of Janis. We can give it a try.
Heart of my heart.
You know the words, right?
Yeah.
FYI. Atinesis.
That's why I handed you the lighter.
Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. Go. Three. Didn't I make you feel like you were only on me?
Sorry, we need to start over.
Didn't I give you nearly everything, honey? You know I did.
Sorry.
You know she fucking did. You know
she did.
But each time. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
That was practice, New York.
Didn't I make you feel like you were my only man? Oh, didn't I give you nearly everything that a woman possibly can? Honey, you know I did. Each night I tell myself I think I've had enough, but I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can be tough. Have another little piece of my heart now, baby. I tell myself that I think I've had enough. Me in your arms, and I think I've had it rough. So come on, come on, come on, come on and take it. Connect a little piece of my heart now, baby. Break it. Break another little piece of my heart.
Or the ghost thereof.
The ghost of Anwar Sadat.
He's still out here in New York. Stay woke.
Yeah, he's just walking his dog. Cool.
What did they do to the guy that shot him?
Hey.
Like, you ever go to a bodega?
I think they killed him.
What did they do to the guy who shot him?
They crucified him on the GW Bridge.
Oh, okay. There's a precedent. Like, you ever go to the bodega and you're like, no sugar, no milk, and they give it to you? Anyway,
yes, so all the time.
Yep.
Do you ever go to a deli and order a peanut butter and jelly, and they don't know how to make it?
Why would a human being do something so strange?
Okay, a grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese. That's just
they don't know.
Everybody.
Oh my God! So true. So true. What? Explain to me. We have the main French. How do you make a French? Good cheese. No, you eat it cold in France.
I just eat scraps. People.
So what is the correct way? Just garbage out.
Yeah.
Reclaimed food. Okay, so what is the correct way to make a grilled cheese? Let's have a consensus. Please.
I'm going to start because I'm going
to This is a Midwestern staple. So thank you so much.
What you do is you take two pieces of bread and you put the cheese in between to start. You butter each side of the bread.
You butter the inside and the outside. Don't forget.
This is my method.
Don't forget. Yeah, this is really important.
You get the outside. You get the cheese in the middle. Method. And then you toast each side.
And it's American cheese, right? Not cheddar.
American cheese.
We do American everything.
Yeah, no.
The only thing that matters is at the very end you add garlic salt.
Ooh, twist!
Is that you put garlic salt on the grilled cheese?
Did not see that coming.
That's all you need.
I think you guys are missing the headline here. Is that Pat Hillsman survives on scraps?
Mm-hmm.
wait! But just to clarify, how they make it in the bodega is they literally take some bread, mm-hmm. put some cheese between it. No, I think they actually toast the bread and then just put the cheese afterwards.
Ah, yes. My bodega, they just do a little dance. They do a little hibachi.
And then they're like, how do you make it? And you're like, thank you.
It's called a grilled cheese.
It's called a hibachi.
You're like, thank you so much.
Listen, you guys want to hear a real struggle? Pat Hillsman was cursed as a child. And he can't eat a complete meal. He can only eat scraps. Mm-hmm. So he goes to the bodega.
I eat a lot, but it's a lot of scraps.
It's scraps.
So he's just down with the cat.
So they're like meal.
Like, he can go to the bodega. He can order something, right? He can be like, let me get a...
But they know how I have to eat it. So they cut it up.
deli meat that was going a little bad. We can, like, cut the end of it.
Yeah, I told him, can you cut me up and make me a nice sandwich with some slightly expired...
Yeah,
food with some meat. I'm a vegetarian, but whatever.
And it took him a long time to get used to it because they try to hand it to Pat, and he's like, "No,
no,
throw it on the ground. You gotta
throw it on the floor."
And I have to chew it on it like a rat. And then I just scurry around, and like other rats would come join me.
And you're like, "No, now it's mine."
I did summon some street animals earlier, though.
Oh, word!
Yeah. Cats.
How did that? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That was really solid.
I mean, you're like the cat whisperer.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, you snap your fingers.
I speak cat.
People are trying to give you cats all day, right?
You were basically offered
a cat today, and you're like,
take care of so many cats,
I'm
can't.
Full
we're
of cats.
We're
just
cat,
been
we're
eating
cat
cat scraps.
I mean, there's not enough scraps to go around. How's he going to survive?
I just can't say.
So, election, guys, election. What do we think is going to happen?
God damn it. I think there's going to be a lot more tears. Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot of joy.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I can't wait. I'm so happy that President Trump won.
Joy.
He's going to cut out all the pork. Then
what the hell?
Yeah, and then there'll be so much pork for me to eat. I can't
My
wait.
Lord.
But it's going to be great because he's going to be like, you know, they're telling him, sir, you have to move into the White House. He's like, no, fuck that. He's like, I'm going to hang out in Trump Tower.
He's not going to live in the Trump
Tower. He doesn't want to live in the White House. He's trying to avoid it. He didn't know that he had to staff the West Wing.
Yeah.
Oh my
so he showed up. He was like, so all these people come with the House? And they're like, no, like, it's not a plantation anymore.
Oh, God. What if like, he... can you imagine if he tried that with Obama? Like, some fucking Prima Nocta shit?
Obama is the happiest person. Not, like, he's sad for the country, but for himself, he's like, this is going to be funny. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because he's like, the joke's on me for, like, 1 second. But it's like, as soon as the... I mean, my God. Yeah. Like, Bannon and all these people in the mm-hmm. fucking White House.
I feel like within the next year and a half, we're going to know what Bannon's dick looks like. It's just a feeling, New York.
Yeah,
he's gonna send his dick pic.
He's gonna fuck up. Like we're all gonna know what his dick looks like.
Like a little,
like eight to nine. It's so little.
A little Christ. Boy. No. He's gonna send his dick to like a little Muslim boy, and then it's just gonna be. Like,
I hope so. Viewers will note I'm a little Muslim boy. Physically
small. That's such a creepy way of describing
very,
you.
Very much.
Well, I mean, I'm like 5'8". That's not big.
But we're like 5'9", I think.
We have to remember though to stay progressive because. You know, we put the first black person as a you know in the White House as a president, and now
so awesome.
And now we have the first dumb blonde as a president.
True,
true
and,
that.
Got
know,
it.
It's a bit, you know, for dumb blondes everywhere. It's a win.
It's a really win. Dumb blonde though. Like that's yeah. not.
It's a win. You know.
You know.
Like they called Marilyn Monroe a dumb blonde, and she was pretty smart.
Can I tell a really stupid story?
A nice loudmouth dumb blonde.
Mm-hmm. This is like a real dumb blonde, yeah.
It's like a real dumb story. Okay, yeah. So like it's my friend Michelle's birthday party in Philly, and I decide to hop a train over there. And
how good stories start.
And my other friend, Sam, gave me an orange jumpsuit like the last time we hung out. And so I'm like, oh, she wants to have like a costume party at her birthday. So yeah, I'll take Sam's like thing. No,
it was like a total Eyes Wide Shut. Yeah, like
just orange body. Prisoner sex. Everywhere. That's what they're really getting off now to in Philly. Yeah. And so like it's supposed to be a costume party. And so I like put the thing on. And then, people, like, last weekend are like, oh, so you're, like, protesting the election? And I'm like, well, not, like, currently. And they're like, but you're like, orange is the new black, right? It's like, fucking goddamn it.
Is that what that is?
What's what?
Oh, yeah, yeah, because he's orange and homie's black.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it did not. It did not click for me at all.
I can only afford Netflix, so I don't know what that show is.
It's totally Netflix on show. Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I think it was made by Netflix.
Burned.
I thought that was like a Amazon video show.
Am I the only one hoping for a major terrorist attack so I can have Trump you're either with us or you're against us.
No,
and
I think
he's got to make a decision.
It'd be more like. Oh, God. No. Because he's dared them. He's been like, there won't be any attacks under me. Come on. And then they're like, right now they're like, hey, Ahmed, like the bar has just been lowered. Like,
Where's Ahmed? Ahmed was so good.
I mean, I hope, listen, Myrtle Avenue, Mars Brigade, Al-Qaeda in the
Far Rockaways,
if you're listening, can you, like, if you're going to take down a building, can you take down that weird pencil thing near Central Park? You know what I'm talking about? That ridiculous skyscraper that makes no sense?
Yeah.
Take that down. No one's. I think it's just rich fucks living there. Take that down. We'll be fine. Truce. It'll make for good television.
Yikes. Yeah, why not?
Are you feeling down with your life? Yeah. Is every day just routine? Join Al-Qaeda in the Far Rockaways. Throw it all away for a global agenda that is just going to destroy everything. Let's
burn
it all down.
I didn't know how
I was going to support my family before I enrolled in Al-Qaeda in the Far Rockaways.
I gotta say this,
though. And
then they
said, you won't need a family in paradise.
You're pre-approved.
Yeah, you're but you know what happens is, but the 72 virgins, do they stay virgins?
No.
Eternal virginity.
Yeah, and then also, if I have sex with 72 virgins, do I then explode randomly? Do I just explode randomly if I just happen to de-virginize 72 people?
I've de-virginized
No one. I've de-virginized like, it's usually should be 1-to-1, right?
Not
that's
even
the good
one
ratio.
No, and I was not attractive when I was younger, so I've de-virginized no one.
You just slipped in later, like once
I slipped
like,
in later. They
ain't no thing, like
it.
Just sex anytime.
Don't
you're like,
it.
That's me.
They say that you always remember your first. Sometimes you don't want to be remembered.
That's true.
That's really good.
We ladies, though, we have a
I just
want to
slide in, fuck you, and then you turn out and gone. That's it. It's just like a curtain that like flew open.
It's coitans for you.
The coitus.
It's coitans, not coitus.
Oh, coitans.
Coitans.
Like
it's coitans for you. You've never heard that? You know what I'm talking about.
No.
None of you is like folksy.
Let's get back to plotting you know, targets. what's your least favorite? I mean, if they blew up something, they're going to blow up something. You know, but if you could choose,
I feel like our
Muslim representative should not be asking this question. We're gonna protect you. We're gonna protect you.
You can't say that.
Someone's gotta ask the real question.
Are you kidding me? He is the man.
You can't say that in New York though, because every time they get on the news and they talk about a terrorist attack, they're like, experts agree that 9 out of 10 chance it's gonna be New York. They're gonna attack every time.
They're like, God damn it, get on a plane.
I do have an answer to that question. I legit have an answer to that question.
Definitely not the thing. Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's what I pray.
Thanks, but you know that like little bit.
Brown, so excited.
On 42nd Street on the West Side between like the blue and the red lines where there's that fucking tunnel that you have to walk through.
Yes. Oh my God.
And they have that like stupid thing where it's like pasted over the top of
it's
like
oh you're almost there. Oh your life's hard. So depressing. I hate that.
Like we're so deep from like the '80s. Like, is there a history of that stupid bullshit? That's like been there. Like I've seriously walked that thing like hundreds of fucking times.
You have to go to the Transit Museum.
And then there's always someone there who's trying to like convince you that like you need to join the Bible today or you're gonna burn forever in hell.
Oh yeah, there's always somebody there. Yeah.
Do you hear that? That's so true. Hear that Crown Heights Promise Brigades? That's you gotta blow up. That's your next target.
42nd between 7th and 8th, or maybe 8th and 9th, or something like that. Yeah.
I don't
like
how you're editing out all the pro ISIS propaganda that you guys
No, stop it. It's not.
I think
it's
gonna
not.
Blow the shit out of that Garfield float at Thanksgiving Day Parade. Like,
no.
You're blow it to shit.
He's like I'm Mondays. Hungry.
Be like, I hate America.
You know, Rudy Janet Giuliani, the secret shadow governor of New York. Is listening to this show and directing the NYPD in secret. He's like, oh shit, they said between 42nd and 43rd on 7th and 8th? We're doing our civic duty right now.
The apocalypse passed.
Should we do another song?
Another song, yeah.
Okay, let's do
Sarah,
another
your turn.
Wait, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Oh, I know exactly.
Remember, let's not be too loud because
singing
we're
singing a song.
Where's the thing?
Cha 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 cha, singing a song.
Do you know Malty Peaches?
Cha 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 cha. No, singing a song. But I can make up some harmony for you.
Okay, that will probably work because it's a three chord song.
You may be trapped by your headphones. There we go.
And actually, you were the one who inspired me.
Yeah, I know. Great idea.
You were the one who inspired me tonight to cover this song.
Ooh, okay, great.
Yeah, it's really good. Don't blow up anything. Stay asleep.
Yeah,
the Rat King is fake.
The Rat King is fake.
And I'm just going to weave in that poem that you were describing from New York's Port Authority. Just go home. Overslept. Okay, so go ahead. I'll just drop it in like the beat.
What the hell is going on with this thing?
Oh, God.
It's a good show.
Such thing as a harmless stroke. There's no such thing as a gentle toke. No such thing as Panama Jack who's got the crack. Who's got the crack? Who's got the crack? I like it when my hair is poofy. I like it when you slip me a roofie. I like it when you've got the crack. Who's got the crack? Who's got the crack?
I've got the crack.
Got the crap.
Who's got the crack?
Every once in a while, right?
A goat.
Just at parties.
On a moat. In a boat. Who's got the crack? Who's got the crack? Who's got the crack? be a hippie, but I forgot how to love. It's hard to be a garbage man when a sailor stole your glove. I wanna be reckless, but I'm feeling so uptight. Put your mama in a headlock, baby. It's got a right, it's got the crack. Who's got the crack?
So cool. Now we have
Release
an interesting story.
Kraken.
Violet, you're going to tell a story. When is this from, by the way?
Breaking news from today at 3:13 p.m. Breaking news. Did this astronaut warn of aliens before attempting suicide? Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Woman astronaut, French astronaut Claudie Ranier waves inside the landing capsule. A shocking video claims France's first female astronaut screamed, "Earth must be warned!" before she attempted suicide. Claudia Haninia, 59, reportedly had to be restrained, quote-unquote, after yelling the eerie caution prior to falling into a coma from an overdose on sleeping pills. Oh, my Lord. 6-minute YouTube conspiracy film by UFO Mania
fucking
has resurfaced this
shit.
Week examining her story. In 1993, esteemed scientist Claudia was a backup crew member for the 1993 Mir Artem mission, which included her future husband, Jean-Pierre Haniyeh. She made it to the Mir space station in 1996 as part of the Russian-French Cassiopeia mission, but she
that
was on
the worst.
She was on her menstrual cycle.
Oh, God.
And in 2001, became the first European woman to visit the space station.
What's the French word for the rat king is real? Stay woke.
Et raton.
Le roi des rêves.
They sound the same. Le roi des rêves. El raton est real. That's my like Spanish with a French accent. After retiring from space work, Claudier entered French politics and worked as a minister delegate. But despite her efforts, budgets were cut. And she left the institute. And the story gets strange. Oh, my God. If you see this picture, you'll fucking laugh. She had to be rushed to a hospital in 2008 after taking an overdose. And she was restrained before screaming, "Earth must be warned!" They blame the incident on burnout syndrome. And she's now the director of the Cité des Sciences et les Industries. But alien enthusiasts believe she was trying to warn the Earth.
I bet she came face-to-face with your boy Zardoff.
Oh, my God. I
don't
think
doubt
so.
For a second.
And there is no such thing as human alien DNA research, but will there be?
Wait, that's just straight
that's
from
just
the X-Files.
Legit. The
that's
story.
Actually
wait,
the X-Files.
So
oh my God! So here we go.
No,
here we go. Mysterious death of conspiracy theorist Max Spears may have triggered the latest interest because he was found dead on a sofa.
So cool.
After warning his mother to investigate if anything happened to him, and claimed he vomited a black liquid before his death.
With hybrid alien
Christ.
DNA.
And by the way, this unfortunately, this article originally appeared in The Sun, a very legitimate publication.
Which Sun? Our Sun or the English one?
The
Sun.
English one.
Wait, the English have a different
Sun? The English
sun?
One better
yeah.
than it?
Where is this fiend Nikki Wolf when you need him?
Yeah. I know.
I feel like this just proves that.
Here's a little note. Nikki Wolf is the only non-American on this show.
I feel like this just That's proves true, that only man. Crazy people believe in aliens.
Is
what? Aliens are completely real.
Yeah,
show me
that.
One
Go
alien.
To Puerto Rico and look
show me an alien.
That movie Contact. Is it Contact or Alien?
That
where they
movie.
Show that
they
huge,
aliens.
Huge like alien
that doesn't mean,
listening
no.
station in Puerto Rico.
I'm sure aliens are real just statistically,
very
but not
cool.
like they visit us and like probe
no,
us type
they,
real.
Like, there's a lot of aliens that are bacteria, and there's a lot of aliens
Ooh,
that are
bacteria aliens. Dear son.
Zardoff.
Dear son.
Dear Zardoff.
Dear son.
It's been 972 Tesla seconds since I've last written you. The world has grown more pregnant in its opportunity for every kind of possibility of the greatest hell energy. My dear Zardoff, I do not know what to do or what to say. My countenance quivers, and the whiskers on my jowls just beg for the anticipation of your sweet, sweet release.
Goddamn, you know, miracle note, this started as a letter from mother to son, and now it seems like whoever's writing wants to receiving to just blast.
Jehovah?
No, this is written as Zordon.
Oh, Zordon!
Jehovah!
Your pulsing muscles. How we swoon here on Earth thinking of you.
You're right into your mother, about Zarda.
God damn it, he was pulled in the he was clearly pulled into the portal of the hell.
Yeah.
I think we better check and see if there's any correspondence from his mother.
Can you just
mother.
Talk about, you're writing your mother about Zarda.
Dear Jehovah, I found a new man and I've left your husband, my husband, for Zordoth, my new husband, and it should be your husband too.
Because he's bona fide. He's an established gentleman of the Providence.
That's your father, Ratton, and he approves. He approves.
My husband
too. Zoboth can embody our people. He can be welcoming to all kinds. I have thus been brainwashed, and I am happy to be so. And now I run around like a chicken. I miss you, darling. Say your prayers. Love, your mother.
And do not forget the $5 fill-up at KFC.
Dear small, what scandals, what shame, what fill-ups for $5? I can hardly believe you have debased yourself to such an extent. Yes, to prostrate yourself to Zordon, lower beings ahead, without honor, without patience. I don't know what meaning I can draw from this ordeal. But what is a mother when she is subjected to Zordon? His seductions and subjugations, his sweetness, his kindness, and his treason. But what is the love of Zordon but betrayal? And what is betrayal but love's true fall? Dear Smoke, I write to you today, unsure of the bond between mother and son, and lover. Born of your lord, am I destined to return, or damned to it?
And what about Zordon?
Oh, it's Zordon's reply.
You're Zordon's reply.
Yeah, Zordon's reply.
Yeah, go ahead.
She's like, yes.
It is with swift indignation that I reply to your most previous message.
Most previous.
Is it the most recent?
Jehovah has been writing for quite a while. His mother is like deep in there. She's fucking gone. Once he got out of the Hellmouth, he's like, mother? Go on, Zordon.
It is on the porch of my estate that I dictate this letter, and I feel.
You stayed on Neptune.
On Neptune.
On his plantation in Neptune.
On Neptune, and I feel these Neptune. Brisk interstellar winds blowing across my front yard, my yard.
And it's rippling.
What about your backyard?
Chest hair.
this like the creatures that he has in his backyard. Oh my god.
You don't want to go there.
Jehovah. Dear Zordon.
Dear Zordon, your power is fascinating and it is terrifying. Beyond my comprehension, beyond scale of faith, beyond scale of glory. I know not, for my books do not speak of power such as yours, nor do they speak of attraction such as this between man and similar man. When I look towards you, I see an image of myself and likewise an image of desire. And what am I to do in this moment of confusion, of want, of need? But copulate.
I must become Zordo in order to understand him and become closer to my mother. Her love shall become mine. And so, Zordo, if I ask you to take me and return me at your will, changed as I am by your love and your passion, your dearest Jehovah.
Dearest Jehovah, this is your mother. Well, I must tell you the news, which is that I left Zordoth. I'm doing great on my own now. I have a whole bunch of people that chill out with me.
Are you breaking up with me,
Mom? I'm mad cool. I've been partying. I've been getting crazy. That Zordoth, he really knew what he was doing.
But is he in space with you, or are you, you're back in Georgia?
No. I'm back now. I'm back on the farm. I had sowed my wild oats.
Wait, your daddy's still here.
He held right down. And I'm just back to my sweet tea. And I'm just feeling ready to grow old again and be wise just as I was. And just look at the flowers and be a good Southern Belle. So you now, you follow your dreams and you will find your way home.
And never,
my dear, open that portal of Zordos. Back door, which is indeed a portal to hell.
In response to this most recent correspondence, I am left devastated. I am barren inside and without direction. I know not where to turn, but only in the direction of where your mother has left. I seek her, and I ask you to tell me of her most recent...
Whereabouts. Come to me, Jehovah.
Come to me, Jehovah. You shall be our third. Our love can only be known through a circle that we can all share and exchange between ourselves.
A circle of incandescence.
For whatever,
thank God that love is not physical.
For whatever thing I do not provide,
spiritual
your mother,
love. You know, spiritual love.
You shall bring in bounty.
Least dear Zordoff, you are not my real dad, and I will never address you as such. Although you may hold Congress with my mother, glorious and scandalous as it may be.
I love you, Zordoff.
It's with great reluctance that I admit my love for you and the meaninglessness of my life in your absence, dear Zordoff. Return to me. And return to me the light long forgotten of a life unlived.
I have prepared my affairs. I will be moving to your location.
It's actually in the hundreds.
No, you can't. Oh, Christ.
You 12 cowards.
You can't address the complexionist to the show because it breaks the mystery. Edit this out. For you 12 cowards, listen to this at home. So far in the fan fiction, Jehovah is the son of the mother who has no name. And Zordoth is like a weird stepdad that's getting in the way.
But he's like a space alien.
He's actually a space god of sexiness.
He's more like a demiurge than like a god. He doesn't necessarily have physical form. Like he can take it, but it's complicated.
But he can give it back too.
Alright guys, we got 10 seconds.
Wow.
Thank you. This is your mayor, Jill
Dust. This is Cast. We're coming at you fast.
Yeah, can we end it with
Never open a portal to hell.
This.
Oh.